Traffic on a freeway in downtown Los Angeles for hours today.
While dozens of protesters blocked the freeway, the majority, several thousand, stayed up on the streets of downtown LA, including Edwin Bautista.
I came here when I was 3 and I am 34 years old.
So 31 years.
Yes, 31 years here as an illegal.
Bautista, however, did say he does agree that immigrants who are here illegally and commit crimes should be deported. Emily Valdez for CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Trump administration has forced out division heads of the FBI. Retired FBI Assistant Director Frank Figluzzi tells CBS's Face the Nation.
This is not reduction. This is not efficiency. It makes America less safe when you lose that much expertise this quickly.
FBI agents who helped investigate Trump might also be fired. NBA fans today booed the U.S. national anthem. It happened at the Toronto Raptors game against the LA Clippers. This after President Trump ordered tariffs on Canadian, Mexican, and Chinese imports to take effect Tuesday. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on NBC's Meet the Press.
The president has been very clear from the beginning that there's a new sheriff in town, that he's going to make sure he's putting Americans first, and that Canada can help us, or they can get in the way, and they will face the consequences of it.
Critics say America will end up paying more, and Canada has already responded with a 25% tariff on U.S. imports. Despite a deadly plane crash Friday night, Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker is reassuring families.
Our school district has affirmed that there will be no school closures in the city of Philadelphia tomorrow.
Six people on board a medical plane and one person on the ground died when a plane crashed Friday night onto a street in Washington, D.C. 55 of 67 victims have been recovered from the Potomac River after an Army helicopter collided with a passenger plane midair Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at Boot Barn, our objective is to build the perfect boot. We do take our time ensuring that every step is done correctly. For a boot to last you for a lifetime, you've got to properly build the boots. Hand craftsmanship is, in my opinion, the only way you're going to achieve that. We handcraft our boots. 160 people take a boot from start to finish. We have skilled artisans at every stage of the game. We've been handcrafting boots since the beginning here at Boot Barn, and we'll continue to do so.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sign of the Times, the largest newspaper in a large northeastern state, published its final print edition today. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports on a big change for a newspaper that's been published since the 1830s.
The Star-Ledger, based in Newark, New Jersey, won't roll off the printing presses tomorrow for the first time in almost two centuries.
Where's my morning newspaper?
Like so many newspapers across the country, circulation of the Star-Ledger has been declining for years. Few people want to have a copy of a newspaper they can hold.
Here's my Star-Ledger. Thanks.
Most are reading the news online. Digital versions of the Star-Ledger will continue to provide subscribers with exclusive local and national stories. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
It's okay. The newspapers will be on my side.
Oh, what's that? What do you mean? What newspaper?
The Star-Ledger has been New Jersey's newspaper of record for almost a century. A sister publication, the Jersey Journal, is closing. Three other affiliated newspapers will move to online only. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog with a low near 35. Mostly cloudy Monday, highs in the low 40s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 30s. Chance of rain, snow, or freezing rain on Wednesday. Temperatures will be hovering in the low 30s.
Right now, 35. WRJN.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find, someone to call mine. But mama said, hey, hey, love, oh, you take.
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Let your head down. can go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Up on the roof, up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the roof,
it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Oh,
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Ball for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is sponsored by Wiscaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wiscaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at Wiscaregiver.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Pivots.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December.
I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am an island. I built walls and fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, A pretty little chick wherever you go.
mama call. From the early morning till the early, early night. She was Molly rocking at the house of blue light. Good gal and Miss Molly.
Tell me now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah.
chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, darling.
cafe was empty.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The Grammys, with a nod to tonight's host city, Los Angeles, has endured a devastating wildfire season. Host Trevor Noah.
Thankfully, due to the heroic efforts of firefighters, the fires have now been contained. And despite all the devastation, the spirit of the city has emerged.
The Grammys tonight on CBS and Paramount+. Canada has imposed a 25%